Harold Parrott was traveling secretary and publicist for one of the most storied teams in baseball, the Brooklyn Dodgers. He published his memoir in 1976 and called it The Lords of Baseball. The book was critical of many owners, including Walter O'Malley of the Dodgers. Parrott later insisted that O'Malley tried to suppress the book by buying almost all of the 15,000 copies. Parrott died in 1987, but his sons have had the book reprinted. Brian Parrott says he urged his father for years to write about his career with the Dodgers and other teams.
He had 30 years in the front offices, and he had so many stories. I said, Dad, you got to write that stuff down. It's history.
These were the wild and woolly days of journalism. When it was good, you had a relatively sober person on the staff who could cover for the drunks.
His mother didn't want him hanging with the drunken sports writers, and he picked up a lot of extra money writing for the guys, you know, that were hitting it too hard at the bar.
Which, I guess, prepared him for Larry McPhail, who ran the Dodgers.
The parts in the book about McPhail, where McPhail punched him in the nose about something that he wrote, and then he banished Dad for life, according to the book. But he found McPhail a just fascinating character.
McPhail was succeeded at the Dodgers by Branch Rickey, and it was Rickey who hired your father.
Yes, it was. Mr. Rickey was not well-liked, I guess. The writers used to call him El Cheapo. He did not pay out much for his players, but Dad recognized his brilliance.
He knew when a ballplayer was about to reach his potential, and he knew when a ballplayer was through, before perhaps the ballplayer knew it.
I love the fact Dad was in a quote book saying, Branch Rickey had the greatest ability to put a dollar sign on a muscle of anybody that he'd ever seen in his life. As an athlete himself, Rickey had an advantage of not only being brilliant, but he was a player, so he could spot the things.
Of course, it was Rickey who integrated baseball, and that's really the inspiration for this book.
It was. Bob, when Jackie Robinson died, Dad wanted to do something, because as he said to me, they've already forgotten what Jackie did, and he wanted to put down firsthand accounts of what Robinson had gone through and how he had handled the situation so well.
When Walter O'Malley got control of the Dodgers and pushed Branch Rickey out, it was a whole different experience for your father, who had to work for him. Maybe the story of the rings best illustrates O'Malley. When a team wins a pennant, the team gets rings, championship rings, put on their fingers.
Yeah, Mr. O'Malley, being so dollar conscious, asked to collect the old rings before he'd give out the new rings. Isn't that amazing? I love Mr. Rudd's line. Irving Rudd was a publicist who was... when they came around to get his ring, he said, no, mine rolled down a sewer. So he wasn't about to give his ring up.
If Larry McPhail and Branch Rickey had been the only baseball men your father had met, he wouldn't have the opinion he had of the lords of baseball.
Dad's suggested title when this book was finished, he suggested to the original publishers to call it The Boneheads of Baseball. And it was because of all the different things, the bombastic things that would happen back and forth. But he said after he wrote it, you know, he complimented as many as he criticized.
A lot of them were self-made men, and when they ran their businesses, people moved and did what they were told. And they thought baseball would work the same way.
Yeah. The explanation that I understand is when the owners of baseball, all of a sudden, being thrust into the public eye, they sometimes lose, you know, common sense goes out the door.
It's amazing the game survives.
I love that line is, you know, baseball must be the greatest sport to survive the men that run it.
Brian Parrott, whose father, Harold Parrott, wrote the book, The Lords of Baseball.